Television actor Jussie Smollett has been released on bond after posting $100,000 bail for allegedly paying two men $3,500 to stage a racially motivated attack on him last month. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
Empire is filmed in Chicago. Assistant State's Attorney Risa Lanier says specific instructions were given to two brothers.
Defendant Smollett also included that he wanted Ola to place a rope around his neck, pour gasoline on him, and yell, "This is MAGA country."
Lanier says Smollett misled people into thinking the attackers were white.
This investigation shifted from a hate crime to disorderly conduct.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says Smollett was upset with his salary.
Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations?
Jussie Smollett's attorneys say the allegations are outrageous, inconsistent with his character. I'm Ed Donahue.
The federal judge overseeing the criminal case of President Donald Trump's former political advisor Roger Stone Thursday tightened a gag order against him and threatened Stone with jail if he violates it. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson told Roger Stone he would pose a danger to others in his criminal case unless she modified the terms of his bond release and included a gag order. Stone took the witness stand trying to explain why he posted a photo of her with an image that appeared to be crosshairs near her head. He tried to apologize, but the judge said the apology rings quite hollow.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. does not intend to ease its economic sanctions against North Korea until it is confident Pyongyang has substantially reduced the threat it poses as a nuclear-armed country. He spoke on NBC's Today show. This is VOA News. A U.S. Coast Guard officer has been